Across the country, election officials reported fewer problems voting than some had feared. That's not to say there were no problems at all. Some voters did wait in line for hours. Some machines broke down. Some voters were turned away. And as we've been reporting and will continue to report, provisional ballots have become a matter of dispute in the state of Ohio. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Most of yesterday's problems appeared to be the result of an overloaded system. Not enough polling sites, machines, or poll workers to handle the tens of millions of voters who showed up. Sue Willard was a volunteer from San Francisco who came to Ohio to help at a polling site there, where many voters had to wait in the rain to cast their ballots.
They're saying we're going to vote no matter what, but they're having to wait 3 hours because we're at a polling place in the inner city of Columbus with three machines for the entire polling place. So it's frustrating, but people are voting anyway.
And they voted despite confusing rules and frequent problems with voter registration lists. Teresa Thorpe of Columbus said she was concerned when a man who lives two doors from her was told to go to a different precinct.
People are coming in and they're looking for their names. Their names are not on the list. And I know these people have voted here because I live with them. I know they're. If I'm still here voting, why are they not still registered here to vote?
Many voters were offered the chance to vote provisional ballots for the first time, allowing them to cast a ballot which will be counted later once the voter's eligibility has been verified. The demands were so great that in some areas there weren't enough provisional ballots to go around, and more had to be delivered to the polling sites. That happened at Rutgers University in New Jersey, where several thousand students who thought they had been registered turned out not to be on the rolls. Jeffrey Claiborne was a poll monitor at the university.
They're very upset. I mean, they feel like there's a lot of excitement about voting, and the students are very enthused, and then they're very disappointed to not be certain that their votes will count.
There were also many complaints by voters, especially in Florida, that they failed to receive their absentee ballots on time. Others said poll workers demanded that they show some form of identification when none was required. There were also scattered reports of problems with voting equipment. Some electronic touchscreen machines failed to boot up or to display the correct ballot. Democratic attorney Vivian Crawford was at a precinct in North Philadelphia that had only one operational machine after the other one broke down.
They sent technicians out on three occasions, and every time they would fix it, as soon as they would leave, 10 minutes later, the machine was broken again.
Voting rights groups said they received many complaints about misleading phone calls and flyers, often directing Democratic voters in minority areas to go to the wrong precincts or to wait until November 3rd to cast their ballots. Republicans also reported intimidation at the polls, and in Milwaukee, 20 vans rented by local Republicans to help get out the vote had their tires slashed. But such problems, as disturbing as they might be for those involved, were not of the magnitude that many had feared. Widespread voter challenges by Republicans never materialized, even in Ohio, where the GOP expressed concerns about the legitimacy of tens of thousands of voters. Doug Chapin is the director of the nonpartisan electionline.org, which monitors voting issues.
There are lots of reports of problems, but the number of problems seem to be as much a function of how closely the process is being scrutinized rather than any indication of how big those problems are.
At this point, he said, none of yesterday's voting problems appears large enough on its own to change the outcome of the presidential race. Pam Fessler, NPR News.